Chris?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. You remember talking with me about the Google Guarantee and stuff?
Yeah, no, so I did try to do it, but I did have to submit everything I had to do. It's just, I don't know, for some odd reason, I think I did it on the wrong account or something, because long story short, I guess I owed some money or something like that, where I guess they got suspended, or something called the circumvent.
Okay.
And so I really don't know what it is, and it's just I got so confused on the process of why I got suspended. That it was suspended before I even applied to submitting all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of confusing. I don't really know what I did wrong or... So.
I don't think you did anything wrong. I think it's because that other company has the access to it, and when it can create a problem when you try to do a second one. Sometimes the other thing that the Google Guarantee team told me is that because things are always changing with the Google Guarantee. It's a newer product, so we're always learning more things about it. And one of the common things is now is that what the other company told you about the credit card information, like it's their credit card information or whatever that they had on the file, the reason they didn't want to give you the credentials. Remember that conversation? So what they said is that you could put your own card on file and have them transfer it over to you. So that way it takes all financial obligation off of them. I said you could call them and put your own form of payment, so your own credit card or ATM card or whatever form of payment you use, you can put that on file and then have them transfer it over to you, and it should be fine because it relieves them of any financial obligation, which was what they had said was their main concern, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, the things they didn't want to work with me, they just kept saying they didn't need it. I don't need it, I guess.
That's so terrible.
Let me see if I can. And where would I go to? The Google. What's the name of the website?
The Google Guarantee.
It's a little slow, but I'll just connect to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no worries.
If I recall, I had did it under an email, Gmail. I had.
Yeah, it has to be a Gmail for sure.
Find out where it's Google Guarantee, which I think it would be for account. So, personal info security. Oops. So it's not there. There is my ad. Is it under my ad center?
It should be under Google Guarantee, and then like you can go to the ad. It'll allow you to log in.
Okay. Yeah, because I did log in, but doesn't necessarily say Google Guarantee anywhere.
Okay, let me see here.
It seems like a thing somewhere that says Google Guarantee.
Yeah, I feel like, hold on, there is a way. Let me see.
I can take Google Ads.
It might be, because it is an ad. It is a form of a Google ad as well.
Okay. So I put start now. Okay, so now yeah, new form of payment, credit card payment can't be charged.
It can't be charged?
Yeah, I guess it's charging me, but I'm not sure if it's still right. But you know what? It logged me back into my other I got many Gmail, so it's like
Yeah. How they'll like auto populate.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. It's ads.google.com.
Yeah. I think the one I'm on is just... I think it's not working on the mobile via the desktop site to get it there.
Yeah, because I just logged into our campaign, and it says, like, as soon as I upload the billing information, this is, like, for a dummy account, that it would let me start the ad. So if you're in that far, you should have a CID, which once you have the CID, then we can go in and put the information in.
Right. It's good for trying to switch accounts, but like not letting me. Just like a glitch. They won't let me scroll to my account. Oh, so does it have two accounts, two ads accounts? So I
you have
one
two Google yeah. Ad accounts?
Yeah, on the same profile.
Okay, and one of them is suspended?
Yeah, I believe so. Let me see which one it is. Okay, let me click on the second one, maybe. So it seems that one's clear to go. So it does say I'm negative $255 as far as my balance, which I don't know why, but this account does say none of your ads are running.
Mm-hmm.
I have campaigns. I do have art on file. Well, it doesn't say suspended. Where would I find that CID information?
Let me ask. Just a second. Oh, shoot. They changed our system. Go in here. Okay. Okay, okay. Here we go. Let me respond in line here.
Okay, so the first account does say it's suspended. Does say your account is suspended. Your account violated the their convent systems policy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason why I was so confused. I wasn't sure what that really meant. And I try to look it up, but it can be hundreds of reasons why. So it's like,
right.
I'm confusing to figure it out. I don't know if you're supposed to call Google.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get that over.
Right. I'm asking right now, where exactly is the CID? Okay, he said it should be there once you log in. Profile and budget page.
Okay, so I'm going to switch account. Since I know this one does say suspended,
mm-hmm.
There's no point in trying to. And I don't know if this was... I tried to run a Google ad back then and got suspended when I ran it. So I don't know what I did wrong.
Well, usually it's just going through advanced verification if it's for straight Google ads. But if it's the Google guarantee, I mean, I'm not sure about why it's suspended, but I know that we've gotten like the Google guarantee ads, once they're suspended, they're hard to get out of suspension. So we don't like make promises that we can take it over and get it unsuspended like we can with the Google ads. It's just a little bit of a different beast. That's why they want us to make sure that we have access to log in through the CID before we take over an account.
Okay. Well, this one's good to go. I believe it shouldn't have issues. Even though it's the same email, I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, we just need the CID, the 10-digit code, to make sure that we have access to it.
Okay. You did say to go to the...
Profile and budgets page is what he said.
Profile and budgets. Searchable.
And it's going to be a 10-digit number, like the like a phone number. It's going to be 3 digits, a dash, 3 digits, a dash, and then 4 digits.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's at the beginning when I had some logged into the account.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have it right here. So that's a Google Ads account. It's 3 digits, 3 digits, and then 4, right?
Right.
Yeah, I got it right here then. I can give it to you whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Now, that's... Let me double check and make sure. Hold on. Okay. Okay. He has a code we believe to be the CID. A way to see.
There's like the overview of the Google Ads account. Just, it does have 3-3 and then 4 digits, so.
Right. I'm just trying to just make sure that there's a way for us to determine that it is for Google Guarantee and not for Google Ads. I'm just double checking that. What is the code?
Well, the code is 442.
Mm-hmm.
591.
Mm-hmm.
1782.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have them go ahead and double check this and see, make sure that it is a Google Guarantee. And then as long as it is, then I'll call you back. And then the fee to activate it and transfer everything over is the $250 fee. So once we get everything, once I get it confirmed that this is the proper code, then I'll call you back so we can process the payment, okay?
Okay.
All right. So having that CID is definitely going to change the game, assuming that it is for the Google Ads. I just don't want to charge you first and not be sure, okay? All right, so I'll talk with you in a little bit. Let me go ahead. It might take 24 hours, so let me just, as soon as I get it back, I'll give you a shout, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Okay, Chris, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.